Okay, next interview is with Bill Donald, Chairman of Policy for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and a rancher from Melville, Montana. And, Bill, today we're doing the program from Phoenix. It's time for the 2009 Cattle Industry Convention these next couple of days. As always, lots of different issues, plus lots of cattlemen headed to the desert this week.
Yeah, it's 70 degrees here. It's a good time to leave the winter behind and come on down and network with some producers from all over the country. We've had good pre-registration. I think we had over 3,500 pre-registered, and we're expecting around 5,000 people to come and share their views and learn some things and network with other producers.
Well, there's never probably been a more critical time in our industry to, as a whole, come together and work on these issues instead of sitting on the fence and maybe letting somebody else do it for us.
Well, it's incredibly important that we work together with the change in the political climate, and then as well as the difference of having a new administration, we have to get our word out. The Humane Society of the U.S. had incredible success with this election. They have supported about 217 congressmen and senators, and they have their ear, and we have to make sure that as an industry we're speaking with one voice, loud and clear, of the importance of those of us in agriculture that create wealth for this country.
And there's some exciting changes here at NCBA. You've got a new leader that'll be announced here.
We do. Forrest Roberts is the new CEO. He's taking the place of Terry Stokes. Forrest brings a lot of energy to the table. He's comes from a ranch family in southwest Texas. He's worked for some of the pharmaceutical companies, has a great business sense and a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy. We're very excited.
Bill, you said one of the bigger issues going to be talked about this week at this convention is country of origin labeling and the recent decision by the new Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack, out of Iowa, to delay that implementation.
That's correct, Russell. And it's part of an overall policy of the Obama administration just to put all rules on hold that have not yet been implemented. And so they're going to review that. We were a little disappointed in that because we would like to see the rule implemented, the final rule implemented, and take some of the apprehension out of the market. NCBA was successful in gaining presumption of origin, which basically states that if an animal is presented for slaughter to plant and they have no M on their hip from Mexico or a Canadian identification tag or a Canadian brand, and they are presumed to be of U.S. origin. That takes a big burden of record keeping off the producers in this country. We hope that this rule does become final and we can work through the marketplace and take some of the apprehension out.
You know, you said another one that we're watching just because of pure price issues is this news about a possible dairy buyout as part of the stimulus package and what that could do for beef cattle prices in this country.
Well, that's something that we're certainly looking at. We've been fighting that ever since we first heard about it. There's a proposal to insert into the stimulus package a dairy buyout of 320,000 dairy cows to try and lower the milk production to increase the price of milk. Our analysis show that that will lower the price of cull cows in this country by about $2 a hundred. Even if these 320 cattle are marketed in an orderly fashion, it's going to put a lot more supply on the market and a lot of pressure on our cull cow prices.
Now you mentioned the Humane Society and their impact on this recent election. One of those issues that they had a direct impact on was this horse processing ban that affects guys like you and I and our families back home.
That's true, and it really is a disservice to the horses. It looks at first blush like it's full of compassion, but it's really misguided compassion. The horses are going to be worse off because there's going to be horses that we've already seen turned out into Indian reservations or national forests or BLM land and just left to starve on their own. And so it's important that we get our message out that the rights of the people, horse owners, to do with those horses, to have them processed in a humane manner is more important than having them suffer out there when they get old.
And finally, I know a big objection or objective of yours, and really this organization, is having the ability to pass that ranch on to the next generation. And the issue of taxation with the NCBA, you guys fought hard in 2001, worked with the Bush administration to reduce estate tax, reduce capital gains, and those sunset in about 2 years under the Obama administration.
That's correct, Russell, and we're going to have our work cut out for us, especially in these tough budget times. I think the death tax is a large impediment for ranchers to pass their generation ranch on to the next generation. And we are fortunate that we have that Senator Baucus has shown a real inclination to go to work for ranchers in Montana and all across the country to at least get the exemption on the death tax raised, so it won't be so onerous on us. And we will be working closely with Senator Baucus and the Obama administration to ensure that we can get as large an exemption as possible.
Thank you.